thank you. Just thank you. Like, that's incredible that you guys are so generous. I'm so proud to call to be your pastor because you guys are doing such a good work. You're helping provide food for people. You're helping provide shelter. You're fighting human trafficking around the world. So thank you. And that's why, just like what Jesus says, according to Jesus, we collectively get to be the light of the world. You get to bring hope in dark places. You get to shine bright to people who don't have hope. And in his words, be rich is how we get to do this. We get to shine, let your light shine before others. See, everything from that video, you are reflecting the love of God. You are reflecting the hope that you've received from God to our community, to Gwinnett County, to the world. You're bringing hope and joy where places don't have it, where it is dark. So thank you so much. And how do we do that? You're doing this by people seeing your good deeds, by collectively through all our churches giving millions of dollars to go right back into the community. And even our own kids, 156 boxes were brought in by your generous kids. Yeah, we can give it up by them. And because of that, we were able to provide those snack boxes to local food pantries within elementary schools. And I don't know if you saw our social media post, those shelves got stocked and there will no longer be kids hungry as long as those shelves are stocked. So thank you for doing that. That's why we do it. Let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds. But here's why we do it, according to Jesus. Not for your glory, not for my glory, not for Hamilton Mill Church's glory, but for who? Our Heavenly Father. It's to glorify God who deserves all our praise. He's the one who sustains us and gives us breath and gives us life, right? And we do it for him because he is worthy of all our praise. He should be getting all the glory. We don't do it for ourselves. And that's why asking to give towards something like this to meet a need is easy because you all feel that. You're normal in the sense of you feel that emotion and want to give towards that, whether you're in this room or whether you're watching this message later online. This, you are the people who do that because this money goes directly to serve the underserved, to organizations who serve the underserved. So thank you. Now here's what's interesting. This version of generosity, it's actually not exclusively Christian. It's partly American. See, let me explain. It's American in the sense it's influenced by the Christian ethic of generosity. Because in ancient times, back when Jesus was alive in biblical times, this was unheard of. In fact, people would think this such generosity is foolish and irrational and even unvirtuous. Why would you give to somebody who can't give you back? Why would you help someone who can't help you back in the way you helped? Why would you provide financially for someone who can't pay you back with interest? That's crazy talk. Why would you do that? And it's interesting because that attitude is actually still pervasive in some places in the world. And that saddens me. Those are actually oppressive societies. And you probably know a country or a people have come up as I've said that. But here's what's crazy. When Christianity flourishes, people flourish. See, where Christianity is perpetuated, the values of compassion and generosity elevate the dignity of people because we all know people are made in the image of God. There's no caste system where Christianity is running. Isn't that interesting? And you know why that is? It's because of one of the most famous verses in the Bible that Jesus said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son that whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life." See, God so loved. God loved more than you can ever imagine. He has the greatest amount of love for you, and he's crazy about you. And he loved you so much that he gave his son to die for you. He loved, so he gave. And he loved knowing we could never, ever pay him back, right? And he still did it. Even though some of us will choose never to love him, he still did it. That is why we raise the level of generosity and compassion in our values in the societies we're in. Because it brings everybody to the same playing field. And that's why it's easy for me to ask you up here to meet a need, to give spontaneously. Now, giving spontaneously to meet a need immediately is actually what I consider giving 1.0. See, giving when asked to meet a need, that's part one. That's easy. That's what many of us would do as Americans. But what actually makes Be Rich possible this whole last 4 weeks and including today is those of you who what I like to call 2.0 givers. You're the ones who are planned givers. You're the ones who are percentage givers, and you're the ones who make priority giving, your priority giving givers. You're the ones who essentially do what we've done these past 3 weeks with this series on purpose. You have a plan. You don't hope to make a difference. You don't hope that one day you're changing the world or changing someone's world. No, you've said, I'm gonna live my life on purpose for a purpose. And so the way I'm gonna do that is I'm gonna make a plan. And you made a plan in the sense you decided ahead of time. You said, I'm not gonna wait to be asked. I'm gonna choose a percentage to give, and then I'm gonna give it first and live on the rest. Because you understand that what we're sitting in, you hearing me, this area, this parking lot you parked in, it was provided to you by the previous generation. So you understand that you're giving towards the next generation to have what you have, to ensure that the local church is in a position to continue to be the light of the world. And for that, I am so grateful, especially in the light of the last 19 months. Because of you 2.0 givers, you kept us going. You let the community know we are here for them. See, to bring this all to one statement, you understand that planned giving makes spontaneous giving possible. Let me put it another way. Do you know how long it took us to raise millions of dollars over the course of 4 weeks? 26 years. See, 26 years ago, some of you were actually at North Point Community Church when they started this. And you gave with a plan. You were 2.0 givers. You gave consistency. And then when you heard Gwinnett Church was starting, you moved over to Gwinnett Church, continued to give. And then when you heard Hamilton Mill Church was starting, you moved over here and continued to give. And what did you give towards? Well, you didn't give specifically to these things, but your planned giving gave towards buildings, parking lots, children's environments, student environments, audio, video, lights. You gave to those things because you have what every follower of Jesus has. You have a plan for how you plan to support your local church financially. And this is true for everyone who says they're a follower of Jesus. Not necessarily for everyone who says Christian or believer, but for those of us who say we're followers of Jesus, you follow Jesus by being a plan giver. And to that, I just want to say thank you, because you're the reason we can do what we do week in and week out and give several million dollars away. Now, while I was preparing this talk, there was an interesting statistic that I noticed, and it's based on a percentage, and it's this specific percentage, 27%. That percentage, 27%, are the amount of folks who call any of our churches in North Point Ministries their church. And that's baffling to me. Only 27% of those have a plan to support their local church financially. And now listen, I don't think the other 73% of you are greedy. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is you just don't have a plan. And so you're living like the average American. Not bad, just different. Average American. See, here's what the average American does. Americans prefer intervention over prevention. Inter in the sense of during, in the middle, when there's a crisis happening. Prevention is before. It might even be so before that the intervention never needs to happen, that the instance or the occurrence never actually happens. Let me explain. When you ignore your body or your health, what happens? You have to go to the doctor to intervene and to help you, right? When we ignore marriage fundamentals, we need to go to a counselor or a lawyer to help us and to intervene. If you're undisciplined financially, we need to go to a debt consolidator in order to intervene and to help us. And if we're on the outside of that and we see someone else doing that, we would say, oh my gosh, did you not see that coming? That's foolish. You could have done something to prevent that before and even ever letting that happen. That's the same as American giving. That's the same as true as American giving, because I don't know about you, but even me, I'm the same way. We enjoy giving to solve a problem. We enjoy to solve a problem we can see rather than prevent a problem we can't see. But both of these are necessary, aren't they? So which one's better? Well, let me ask you this. Would you rather be cured of cancer or avoid it altogether? See, intervention giving is emotional and the results are measurable. Prevention giving is neither, though. That's the problem. But it is superior. You know why? Because planned giving to an outward-facing church is preventative. That's why it's superior. It's superior in the sense of an outward-facing church is not focused just on the internal people. It's also focused on the community and the community at large and even around the world. And the reason it's not emotional or measurable, but it is superior, is because it prevents divorce, poverty, drug abuse, spousal abuse, and even child abuse. See, I can tell you exactly how many children you are fostering and adopting out of foster care. I can give you that number. What I cannot tell you is how many children weren't removed from their homes to begin with because of our influence on their parents. See, I can't tell you how many students won't drive drunk, won't drop out of school, or won't do drugs because of the influence of our high school ministry inside out. I can't tell you how much pain and heartbreak you prevented through your generosity. We can't measure it, but it's real, isn't it? Now that I'm talking about it, you understand it, that prevention is better than intervention. Giving to an outward-facing church is some of the best prevention giving you'll ever do. So join the 27% and become a 2.0 giver. Because you're better than the average household. You're better than the average American. You should give better. Not more, better. See, 2.0 giving is more better. So pick a percentage, give it first, and as you prosper, increase it. And let's be a people who take the training wheels off of our giving and become a 2.0 giver. Because I know you're not opposed to this, you just haven't done it. So, and as a pastor, I really haven't helped you learn how to do it to help you make a plan. So this week we launched this. Our app, we launched it this week. Yay, some of you have been asking, I know. Finally, you're like, man, Raul, I use the app to do reoccurring giving. So download the app and set up reoccurring giving. And don't wait, don't procrastinate, automate. Okay, that was bad. Go back to the previous screen. Sorry, that was bad. Listen, but seriously, don't procrastinate. And you might be like, Raul, I don't know if I trust you. I know I'm up here standing good. I got a good jacket on. Like, you know, I don't know if you trust me or if you trust our church. But if you're a Christian, find a church. Find a church you trust and give. Make a plan to give somewhere. It doesn't have to be here. And become a 2.0 giver. Now, real quick, before I finish. Men, I just want to talk to you real quick. It's easy to hide behind the whole Hamilton Mill Church doesn't need our money. I mean, look at these lights. Look at this screen. Look at Raul's clothes. Target. That's irrational. Listen, guys, you're smarter than that. And here's why I know that. You wouldn't attend a church that needs your money, would you? You wouldn't like it. They're always asking for money. And if you only give to a church that needs your money, but you won't attend a church that needs your money, you'll never give to a church you actually attend, right? So don't fall for that. Don't wait to be asked. Don't wait for a crisis. Be a preventative giver. Become a 2.0 giver. Last thing, then I'm done. If you don't do this, do you know what's going to happen? We're going to be here for you and your family 24/7 regardless. Because we're the church, we're the hands and feet of Jesus. And he is there for us 24/7 regardless. And he loves us, and he's for you, and wants a relationship with you. And that's what we're here to do. So for those of you who made Be Rich successful, thank you. For those of you who made Be Rich possible, thank you. Now, for this next part, I want to invite someone who I'm super excited for you all to meet. As you know, my family got to go to Lighthouse Family Retreat this past summer. And it was awesome. And so we've invited Chris Woodruff, the CEO and the executive director of Lighthouse, just to talk to you for a little bit. Can we give it up for Chris as he comes up? So Lighthouse Family Retreat is this organization that provides a space and a place for families who are living with childhood cancer. And so Chris, I love what you do. Thanks so much for being here. Grab a seat.
Thank you. Absolutely. Excited to be here with you guys. Thank you for having me.
So, Chris, can you tell us a little bit about what Lighthouse does and the families you serve?
Yeah, absolutely. So we strengthen families that are living through childhood cancer, and we do that in multiple different ways. One of the ways is, like you guys experience, we do retreats for families. We get them out of the chaos of the childhood cancer, out of the hospitals, and we get them to a location that's relaxing. The beach is one of those places we go. Yeah, you guys, that's where y'all were at, was at the beach. And we do a little bit of both of what you talked about. We do the intervention, and that's the intervening and getting you out of the chaos, right? It's an immediate need. Yeah. You're in the middle of it. You don't have, you know, you're in the middle of this dark tunnel. You can't see the light. Mm-hmm. We want to pull you out, and we want to provide an opportunity for you to rest, reconnect as a family, find some joy, experience hope, a hope in bigger than just a hope and a cure, but a hope in Jesus. And then we also do the prevention, though, because what that week does is that brings marriages back together. It brings, for these kids, these siblings that so often are not being asked, how are you doing? They're being asked, how's your brother? How's your sister? It creates an opportunity that, for them to be invested in and for them to be poured into, and it changes their direction. And so it creates, like you said, the things we may never see in marriages and in how these kids grow up in the direction that they're heading. So we get to hit on both of those, which is really neat. I love how that tied in with what you talked about. So we do the week-long beach retreats. We do weekend retreats. We have one-day regional retreats. We serve families from over 40 different states. So we take our retreats out on the road to families that can't get to the beach. Wow. And then we have resources. We do resources for families. We have a free podcast that's available for our families, different devotions, Advent calendars, things that are going to equip and encourage these families that are maybe in a city where they don't have resources, right? So maybe it's in the middle of Iowa and they just don't have organizations there to support them. Well, we want to be able to provide them with these free resources that they can connect to somebody else. They can hear through this podcast another family's story to make them, help them feel they're not alone. They're not the only one going through this. And then how did they get through it so they can learn through their journey? And so retreats and resources is how we strengthen and serve these families.
Wow. How amazing is that? Man, yeah, give it up.
It is incredible. I mean, we're blessed to be able to get to do it. And you guys are a big part of that. You see it in the videos and all the different things. You guys have been so generous over the years. Be Rich has been such a supporter of everything that we've done to help us to do more better.
Thanks for throwing my joke in there. So, okay, I love that you're doing intervention because we as a family got to benefit from that and really hear and be impacted by that as we served other families. And it was crazy. You were mentioning how they're sometimes in the middle of crisis. The couple we served with their family, they hadn't been on a date night since the diagnosis of their daughter, which was like 10 years ago. Yep. And this was their first date night we got to send them on.
Yep.
And then on top of that, the siblings were so neglected, not in the sense of not their health or anything, just attention. They latched on to me and my kids and would not let us go. They were so sad when the week was over. And I still text with them, which is amazing.
Yeah.
Not the person who actually has the diagnosis, but the kids in the family. Right. I text with all of them because it made such an impact. One kid said, I don't know if I've told you guys this, said, this was better than Disney.
Yep.
That's huge.
Amazing.
You all know that.
That's
huge, which is amazing. And then on top of that, now you've started these resources that, so it's not just in the summers anymore. It's throughout the year.
Throughout the year. That's right.
That's so cool.
It's so important because there's over 50,000 families in the United States that are going through childhood cancer.
Wow.
15,000 each year that get a new diagnosis. And on our retreats, we'll do 20 retreats and then we'll do some weekends and one days and we'll be able to serve close to 300 in person. But that's just 300 of the 50,000. If we've got all these free resources, though, that can get to the 50,000.
Yeah.
And it just touches them a little bit to make an impact, to just encourage them a little bit, to come around them and say, hey, you're not alone in this.
Man. Well, and that's so cool that you can continually to do it. In fact, last year during Be Rich, you all gave towards Lighthouse. And one of the things they were giving towards, I saw the video earlier this week that you all posted. It was in Colorado. Tell us about that.
Yeah, our first ever weekend retreat. And so like I mentioned earlier, 40 different states we're serving families from. So we took Lighthouse from here, from the Gulf Coast in Atlanta, the Southeast, all the way out to Colorado to do a weekend retreat for families out in that area because
awesome.
We've got so many families that are applying and wanting to come from that area. So we went and served at a weekend retreat. It was amazing and walked away with great feedback from our families and talked about, okay, how do we do more of this in different regions where we can serve those families? And so you guys were a part of helping make that happen and make it a huge success.
Man, thank you all so much for doing that. That's amazing.
Absolutely.
Wow. So, first hour, When we were done with this part, I got to present you with some checks.
Yeah, you guys, it was incredible because we didn't rehearse that part. That was a little bit out of nowhere, so yeah.
And I have them right here, and so we got to get your reaction, and it was pretty impactful. And so for what we gave towards is a fund. We helped you grow by creating and distributing resources for families living through childhood cancer.
Yep.
Tell us the impact of that.
Yeah, so we're going to be able to do that many more resources and get our word and get the word out to that many more of the families. Right now, we've got just a couple thousand families that are listening. And again, like I mentioned, there's over 50,000 that are going through this. And so this is going to help us get the word out to that many more of those families and create more intentional resources for them, for their kids that are going to help them to get through it.
Wow. That's huge that you all provided that.
It's a huge ripple. It's like peeling the onion. It's amazing how far it can go.
And then on top of that, you all gave so much that we also gave you a second check that was to love on families directly. This can you explain what that means?
Yeah, this is in the hospital. So we're working on a hospital dinner program to where we can get into these hospitals. There are so many families that are in inpatient. And so that means they could be anywhere from 5 days to sometimes 30 to 60 days. And when I say families, it's really not a fair statement because it's not families that are in it. It's one parent that's at the hospital with the child, the other parent's at home with the siblings managing the world, and they might swap places in the middle of the night so that they can go both see the whole, you know, all the different kids. And so what we're trying to do is connect and serve those families in the moment, in that series or that season they're in, with meals so they don't have to worry about how am I going to get this food and don't have to eat the hospital food every night. And so we're trying to get in and partner with these hospitals to be able to serve the families while they're in it as well.
How cool is that? So I'm going to give these to you again. This time you actually get to keep them.
That's right. That'll be good. Thank you guys so much. This is really, really, really amazing. The work that you guys are allowing us to do and helping us to do is just, it's flat out incredible.
By the way, that was $95,000 you all gave towards that. Yeah. How stinking cool
That's incredible.
Is that?
It's incredible.
So, man, thanks for being here.
Yeah,
and thanks
thank
for letting
you so much.
Us support you and just be with you.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, wait. Oh, I have something else for you.
No, you don't.
I do. Oh, wait, I just found this in my back pocket when I stood up. I almost forgot. So go ahead and open it up. This is actually to help you expand into the new regions of the country that you were just talking about. Tell us what the impact of this is once you read the letter.
We didn't rehearse this part either. You're supposed to just give me the checks again.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. So it's another weekend retreat. You guys are funding a second weekend retreat for us next year. That is incredible. That's like $45,000 in itself right there. And then as we're expanding in these new regions, we need assets, we need different things to help make this happen operationally. And we've got a couple pickup trucks that help us load and haul and pull trailers and all that kind of stuff. And you guys have funded another truck for us. And that's
how cool is that?
Incredible. So thank you so much.
Gosh,
this is unbelievable.
Man, so sorry to surprise you.
No, do not apologize. Is there a third service?
No, there's not. Okay. That was good.
I just figured. Yeah, you've been surprising me
no,
all morning.
No, there's
you
not
know?
A third service.
Oh my gosh, y'all! Thank you so much.
Oh man,
this is incredible. Truly incredible. Thank you.
I'm not done.
Oh, for the Lord.
This last one.
Are you kidding me? You're serious?
Oh my gosh.
I'm not.
Y'all.
You know what? I'm not even gonna explain it. Just open it up and tell us how it's gonna impact.
I can't hold all these envelopes.
It's got four envelopes.
I'm so glad you guys get to be a part of this. You not only are you going to get to watch this amazing video in a minute, which is incredible because I saw it at 9 o'clock, I'm so thankful y'all are here to share in this with us because this is truly incredible. Oh, my goodness. Holy.
This funds every single
no
one
kidding.
Of your requests.
I was about to tell you guys, we get asked. We're so thankful to get asked.
Yeah.
Every year to submit a list of requests. And we usually submit like and just hope, okay, I want you which one, you know, they usually will fund one or two, and it's just so amazing. It's every single one of them.
We covered all your requests this year. This is the most we've ever given you.
This is every single one of our requests. This is unbelievable.
It's never happened before. Tell us the impact of this. Yeah.
This is, so you guys are now funding as well. My team is going to be so excited when they get this news. you guys have this. You did talked about
we
it.
We just talked about this.
We've been wanting to develop a mobile app for Lighthouse. And the reason this is so important for us is so we can have a way to communicate with our families leading up to the retreat, to prepare them, to have devotions already in there that they can go to prepare their heart for what they're coming to. For our volunteers, for them to be able to have some things to connect with them on how to do some devotions in during retreat, post-retreat, on re-entering back after a mission trip, and communication, and for pictures, for all of our families to be able to look at pictures during the week and see what are their kids doing while they're meeting together with other family. Man. It's just, this is a technology piece that for us, you guys, it's $72,000. That's not an easy expense for a nonprofit.
Oh my gosh.
To spend on technology. That's just not an easy ask for donors. Not a lot of people give to that. So you guys are funding things that are not always easy to get funding for. Thank you. This is incredible. This is these are huge.
Thank you.
Don't stand up again and raise your pocket.
I'm done. I promise. My heart, I don't think it can take it. There's not a third service.
Oh my gosh. Thank you guys so much for your generosity, for everything that you do. Rahul, thank you so much.
It's because of them.
Yeah.
This is all because of them. Thank you all. This has been incredible. Thank you for letting us be a part of that. Before we let you go, can we pray? Can we pray for you?
Oh my gosh.
Can we pray for him?
Please
pray for
Lighthouse and for our families. Please pray for our team. There's so much work we still have yet to do. So yeah, Definitely. Thank you.
Let's pray. Father, thanks. Thanks that we get to be a part of this, that we get to help in so many ways with Lighthouse. Thank you for Chris and his dedication and his team. I pray for energy and for strength because it is not easy to do what they do. They are helping people. They are preventing families from breaking up, and they're intervening to keep families together. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for what they do. Father, I pray for Lighthouse. I pray for the families that come to the weekend retreats, to the week-long retreats, to them reading the resources, and as the app gets developed, I pray that you use it beyond anything we can ever ask or imagine, that you help these families, even now, preparing their hearts for when they come next summer for the next weekend retreat, to be ready to receive what you want to give them, and that's rest. That's comfort. It's hope. And it's a joy that goes beyond all understanding. Thank you for Lighthouse and what they do. Thank you for using them to change the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.